It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Wisconsin's tourism economy is booming. The state's tourism department has released new figures that say Wisconsin broke its tourism record for the fourth consecutive year in 2025, with more than 117 million visits last year, creating $27 billion in total economic impact.
That's over $1 billion more than 2024, which had previously held the record. In just a bit, we'll talk with the UW La Crosse tourism researcher about these state trends and what they can mean for communities and local economies ahead of the busy summer vacation season.
But first, we head to Door County. John Jarsh is interim CEO and chief communications officer for Destination Door County. That's a nonprofit tourism organization representing the county. John, welcome to the show.
Hey, good to be with you and happy Wednesday.
Thank you. What have you been seeing in Door County for visitor numbers and tourism dollars?
Yeah, well, just like the state, we did see a nice increase in 2025, up about 5.4% in overall spending here. And we continue to really see Door County as a place that people love to continue coming to, whether it's again or for the first time. And we're thrilled, obviously, with the numbers and the impact that our visitor economy has on our residents, but also just in general in the way that we are part of the state and the overall state picture, and really the strong visitor economy that we see throughout the state.
What do you think is, you know, driving some of this uptick in visitors, not only to Wisconsin, but to Door County where you are?
Yeah, I think it's a number of things. Obviously, Door County has been a very popular place for folks to come and get away to for a long time. And I think that continued allure of what we offer here, the fact that we're close to so many Wisconsinites, and yet when people are here, they feel like they're really farther away than they might be. Hmm. And I think that helps. Certainly the outdoor recreation, the maritime heritage, all the things that people love about Door County, and the quaint little villages. I think it all adds up to Door County just being a really easy place to get to and a great place for people to come and rest and relax and recharge as they get back to their everyday lives.
But here's the thing. You need a robust workforce to sustain a growing tourism economy. And while tourism dollars were up 5% or so last year, employment was up only 1%. Does Door County have the labor force, have the labor pool to sustain the tourism industry?
That's certainly always been a challenge for us, and it's been something that we focus on year after year and trying to find ways to make sure that our workforce is adequately staffed to make sure that we're providing the service that our visitors have come to expect here in Door County. It's definitely something that we work with our partners on, and our employers are constantly having to work that. Mm-hmm. And we utilize a bunch of different options in order to fulfill our workforce needs here. Obviously, locals, college students that may come from around the state or around the Midwest to work for the summer. But we have also needed to tap into summer work travel programs with international students. You see that in seasonal destinations and actually just travel destinations across the country, mm-hmm. having to tap into that as a source for workforce as well. But it does a couple things. Number one, it helps our businesses stay open because they have the workforce with those. But it also creates a really interesting and fascinating cultural exchange with our visitors and our country and these students that are coming from other countries around the world.
With gas prices the way they are, averaging around $4 a gallon in Wisconsin, do you think tourists will modify their vacation plans at all in response to the cost of transportation now?
That's a great question. We think they may to some extent. Fortunately, Door County historically has not seen as big of a drop off when gas prices in particular have been higher. Again, because of our proximity to so many Wisconsinites, we may be a backup location. Instead of traveling across the country for a longer road trip, they may decide to stay a little bit closer to home and decide to come up to Door County. And so we're well positioned from that perspective. What we don't know, or we are really keeping our eyes on, are spending patterns once visitors are actually in Door County. That's one of the things that we're not quite sure what may happen. Some of the national trends are leaning towards people maybe not spending quite as much once they're in destination. We're we're kind of keeping our eye on that, and that remains to be seen. But in terms of actually people coming to Door County still this summer, we're really optimistic that it will be another great season here in Door County.
And before we have to let you go, how much of your tourism happens during the summer versus the other seasons like spring or fall?
Yeah, so we can break it down by quarter. Certainly May through October are our busiest 6 months of the year. No doubt about that. We did see a nice uptick in the fourth quarter this last year. And to be honest, I think that partly had to do with that Christmas movie that we shot up here.
Oh,
and so we did some things around that and a movie trail. And that, I think, did help to get folks up here during the holiday season. And so, but that May through October time slot has really been a bulk of our businesses. Will make their income for the entire year.
John, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Have a great Wisconsin day.
You too. John Jarsh, Interim President and CEO, Chief Communications Officer of Destination Door County. We've been talking about this uptick in tourism and the economic impact in Door County following a statewide trend for the past 4 years. Now to look more closely at this, we have Tanner Knorr, Assistant Professor of Recreation Management and Director of the Tourism Research Institute at UW La Crosse. Tanner, thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
Okay, so last year, Wisconsin saw 117 million visits, $27 billion total economic impact. What stands out to you about those numbers?
Well, these numbers are huge and definitely mean a lot for the state in general. What I like to see is as these numbers increase, right, that has a positive impact on our reputation as a state, the image, the brand image of people visiting. And I would like to highlight that these overall numbers, right, are divided into three separate categories, right? There's the direct spend just from tourists spending on lodging, recreation, food and beverage. There's indirect spend from the businesses that are hosting tourists. And then also the induced impacts of those employees then spending their money in the areas that they live. So we call this a multiplier effect, which has a lot of really positive benefits for all of these destinations around the state.
Certainly, you can see the ripples there with that impact. What makes Wisconsin stand out among the Great Lakes states when people are making their vacation plans?
Well, we have a tremendous amount of natural resources for people to experience. I mean, here just in La Crosse, we have the Bluffs, which is wonderful for hiking, biking around the areas. And then we also have the Mississippi River and a series of lakes on the other side. So you kind of get the best of both worlds in one location.
Take us to La Crosse for a moment. You've been studying some of the local tourist spots with your students. What have you learned? What are some takeaways?
Sure. Yeah, we were sponsored to conduct research on Lake on Alaska by Bryce Prairie Conservation Association. One of the surprising findings that we found with the class that we led this past spring was that it wasn't only visitors, but also locals who were definitely in support of conservation measures, not only vegetation removal, but also dredging of the lake to ensure that these natural resources that we all know and love are able to sustain themselves for the long term.
Anything surprise you from what you heard from local residents as they view tourists coming into their community?
I thought that the most surprising part of the research was how eager locals were to talk about these issues. You know, and sometimes in destinations, there's a lot of conflict between locals and tourists because tourists bring in a lot of, it's possible for them to bring in a lot of kind of negative aspects to the destination. But I think here there was an overall sense of sharing the resources and ensuring that we're able to use them for the long term.
The state tourism department says that tribal nations have a critical role in attracting visitors to the state. How are tribes contributing to Wisconsin's overall tourism boom?
Yeah, absolutely. And while we don't know the figures, because that is proprietary to all of the tribal nations here in Wisconsin, of course, we do have the casino related activities. But what I would encourage people to look more closely into is the learning about the history, heritage, cultural elements, participation in activities while traveling to tribal nations. I think that we have an interesting relationship with the education around Indigenous peoples and tribal nations here within the U.S. And hearing those stories firsthand, one-on-one, can help to build a relationship and undo some of that past harm done.
Consumers, they're still spending, but we have rising prices that are eating away at people's savings. Looking ahead to this busy summer vacation season, how could tight budgets and high gas prices impact Wisconsin's tourism numbers?
I think it's possible that it's actually really favorable. As the last guest said from Door County, people might be traveling shorter distances, right? So they might want to stay within the state to have those summer travel plans rather than traveling internationally or across the country to experience some of the same types of outdoor recreation activities, but staying closer to home to experience those with their friends and family.
And staying closer to home, you discover more things about your home state, about other communities around you.
Right, because tourists, or being a tourist, right, is more so a mindset, right? It's going somewhere to experience a place for the first time, to experience a new perspective on life. And even if that's a town away, it can really do a lot of positive things to reset for the folks that are traveling from place to place.
Tanner, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tanner Knorr is Assistant Professor of Recreation Management and Director of the Tourism Research Institute at UW-La Crosse. And earlier, we heard from John Jarsh from Destination Door County. We've been talking about a new report from the Wisconsin Department of Tourism showing that 2025 was another record-breaking year for tourism in the state, continuing a four-year streak.